This is the Don and Mike Show.
Ugh, old people's sex is disgusting.
Really? Because from time to time I like to throw back a few blue bombers and head out on the town.
Okay, we're leaving now.
You will go nowhere. No one will. I will have you all know that just this morning I hoisted Enid onto the safety rail in our kitchen and we went at it like drunk monkeys. That's right. Now, just soak in that image for a while.
Yeah. Okay.
Is everybody in the room okay with pretending that never happened?
Yeah.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I like sex. I need sex.
I'm going to stop. I'll be fine.
Make your mind up, David.
I'm going to stop. I'll be fine.
Listen, you gotta work late.
Well, hi, everybody.
The summertime blues. I'll be fine.
Tell me when to stop.
I'll be fine.
Tell me when to stop.
I'm going to stop.
Comment?
No.
Yes?
Huh?
Good. Yeah. I like you.
Yeah, right.
A couple of mouth-breathing Johnnies. Don and Mike.
All right, here we go. Let's talk to Robert for a second, because I'm feeling an ice cream headache getting on. And for those of you fans of Alice Cooper, we'll have Alice Cooper on the show next week.
Wonderful. Very good.
Talking about whatever book it is that he's got coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there it
bad
is.
Bad makeup and bad music.
Alice Cooper, Golf Monster.
Yeah, right.
Oh, it's a golf book. Yes.
You should let me interview him.
So we'll have Alice on the show on Monday, I think.
Hey, who named you Alice? Did the parents not like you?
He named himself that.
He named her that. Yeah. Yeah, for showbiz.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
So, Robert, let me see. Before we take phone calls, you and I are set for the NBA Finals.
Yes.
Yes, we
are.
I
think of nothing better than spending a Saturday afternoon with you watching the NBA Finals.
And I am thinking, just to get this all out in the open, since we had a bet about this, the first game of the Finals is always on a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it on a Sunday?
I don't know.
Whichever. The first game.
Okay? Let's just say a Saturday. Sunday, I have to work.
Oh, okay.
First Saturday game.
Either way, you got
okay.
it. It's a
one
deal.
Game, and if you don't like me, kick me out halftime. Well,
if I don't like you, I can kick you out.
If there's a problem, if you check your mail that day and it hasn't been delivered right, or it's late,
trash
right.
can's been
and
flattened.
The black man did it, you know,
okay,
halftime, first quarter.
All right, here we go, Robert.
I don't want to give you an ice cream headache. I always do.
Let's go. We're going to get some calls.
Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, Robert, I wanted to ask you, when you were down in Patty Beach, did you happen to go to a bar named Maryland's?
No, that's a tranny bar.
A tranny bar, so they're actually transsexuals or transvestites?
I don't know. They look like Yao Ming and drag.
Color? Really?
Yeah, it was bad.
That's scary.
They were tall in night. 90s with high heels and had the muscles. I'm like, ooh.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, I saw Turtle Boy. The guy that crawls on all fours.
Hold on a second.
The guy that crawls on all fours.
Turtle Boy?
Yeah, you know, the other, like, Thalidomide babies.
Thalidomide?
Yeah, they got
They call him Turtle Boy?
Well, that's what he looked like. He was on all fours.
Did you give him the name, or did anybody else call him Turtle Boy?
I felt so bad for him. And check this out, Don.
Oh, you really do. Turtle
yeah.
Boy. How you doing, Turtle Boy?
You seem to say Turtle Boy with a great deal of joy.
He was funny.
He's the worst superhero there is.
Turtle Boy.
Yeah. His arch enemy is pushing him over on the back.
I'm going to stop.
Hey, Don, check
yes.
this out. Okay.
Yes, Robert.
So I'm at Patio Beach. I did spend a week in Patio. That's right. Where all the brothers hang out.
P-A-D-I-A, that Patia
is,
Beach?
Yeah, that's P-A-T-T-A-Y-A.
Oh, okay.
That's an hour and a half north of Bangkok, which is the capital.
Of Thailand.
Of Thailand.
Right.
That's the beach area. Beautiful. I sent you guys pictures. Beautiful. It's like Miami Beach meets Las Vegas. Uh-huh. So anything you want.
Anything
you want. Wow. I'm talking thousands of women
wow.
to the point it got boring.
Really?
Yeah. And you got to be careful because there were pedophiles out there. I saw this. So I can't do nothing. That's their culture, you know. So I saw the little kids asking for food, right? And they going like this, you know, making an eat sign. I'm like, whoa, back up, little kid. You know, Dateline might be out here. I don't know.
So it was like a little girl asking.
Yeah, a little girl asking for food.
Like food for sex?
So what I did, no, just food. Oh. Okay, so I went and bought her some food, but then I thought about it. I said, wait a minute. Yeah. This kid might think they own me. So I said, take your food. And they kept pulling it. Once you give money, they start pulling on you like piranha. They just attack you.
Right.
You know? And I'm like, get away. I just want to give you some food. I feel bad. You know, you look hungry. I'm fat. Okay, I can deal with the street food. But these kids, you know, you got to be very careful. I mean, in my mind.
Right. Yeah.
You know, because sure. Out there, anything goes. I saw a lot of gay stuff. I saw a lot of, I saw a lot of trannies.
Mm-hmm. When you say pedophiles over there, because they have had the stories on this, did you see, like, you know, men walking around?
I hate to say this.
Americans.
Don't take offense. A guy looks like you walking with Tripp.
Wow.
Yeah.
With a what?
He's saying a man your age, man who looks like you, with a little boy who's like Robert's age, Rob's son's age.
And it was obvious that there was something.
It wasn't his kid.
Okay.
And I done me saw. Well, I don't want to bring the show down.
Let's take another call.
But yeah. I let that go. Sure. You know, I can't get with that.
Let's talk about.
But the prostitution was great.
Let's talk about something happy like David Hasselhoff.
I'll be fine.
Tell me you're
going
to stop.
I'll be fine. I'm going to stop.
Hey, Don, let's talk about the best bar in the world.
What's that? What are you still talking about Thailand?
Yeah.
Is it in Manassas?
Thank you, Rob.
Look around the cafe.
Thank you, Rob.
Hey, Rob, if it is, it's news to me.
F you, Robert.
No, what I told you outside.
Well, oh, yeah, that's right.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
There's a bar.
Oh, hold on, Robert. We got to get to
There's
these calls.
A girl.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air. Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike.
Yes,
Robert.
Hi there.
I'm a letter carrier, too, and Robert didn't give you an official discussion, did they?
Yeah, they did. They gave me a PDI.
Okay, and that's all they've done? No letter warning, no nothing?
I don't know. Ain't nothing came down yet. It's only been a week.
What's a PDI?
Preliminary discipline. And
so you get called and you get a letter like that and you have to sit down.
I got to sit down and explain to my supervisor and a shop steward what happened.
Pretty damn irritating.
So that's why I got pissed off.
You kind of wonder why those people snap.
PDI. Pretty damn irritating.
Mm-hmm. I guess that's my new nickname.
Pretty damn itchy.
Yeah.
God, I'm dying to scratch my athlete's foot. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Go and do it.
Hello there. This be Robert the Mailman. I'm going to go down there, that damn shot.
Let it go.
This always happens.
Let him finish. It was funny. We're not Imus here. And hello. By the way, Imus shouldn't have got fired. He shouldn't have got fired.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Even though it was mean.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
He got fired because he's stupid.
How you doing?
Hey, you're on the air.
Okay. Hey, man, I think Robert has a little problem admitting that he's as racist as everybody is. I think everybody's
Well, speak
got...
to him. He's right here in the
I'm
room
right
with
here.
Us. He's right here.
Okay,
who am I racist against?
You're racist against everybody but your own kind.
That's not true. I hate black people, too. I hate everybody. I hate you. I don't even know what you are. You're just stupid. What color is stupid? How about that? What color is stupid? Because that's what you are.
You're funny, though.
You're an idiot.
Okay, listen, I got one.
Hey, do you believe Jesus walked across water?
What?
Do you believe in Jesus?
Do I believe in Jesus?
Yes.
It depends on the situation.
Oh,
he asked you a simple question.
Great answer.
Damn.
Do you believe in the J-Man or not? Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike show.
JC.
Hello.
Hello.
Next.
Hello.
And yes, it's you. Go ahead, caller.
The air.
Hello. Happy birthday, Mr.
Hello,
Preston.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, man? I'm a mailman. I was actually at the show. My brother-in-law was out there with all the bird crap and everything, and I was a mailman standing there. And I got to back up Robert on this one. It's a bunch of BS that the customers are trying to do, and that customer is lucky that they got their mail.
Yeah, all right, now you say it's BS. You say it's BS. Is it racist BS?
No, I don't necessarily know if it's racist, but you know, customers, you know, there's customers that won't allow you to walk across the yard if you have a walking route and everything. You have to actually walk on the sidewalk.
Right.
There's customers like that.
They got I've had customers call in when I walked on their mulch. I'm walking on your mulch. What are you crying about? It's mulch. It's dead wood.
Very expensive.
Why aren't you walking on the cobblestones?
Why don't you walk?
We have these pathways especially put in so that they can accommodate foot traffic.
And we have white ones and we have black ones. And the black ones lead around the house.
Everything's racist with
it. It is.
Not everything.
Yes, everything.
Wait, hold up. Hold up, man. I'm tired of this. Every time I come in here, it's all about me feeling everything's racist in the country. Well, it is.
Hello.
Okay? Okay. Get it. Okay? This is a racist country.
Hello.
Okay? They're a bunch of goddamn hypocrites.
Pretty damn intimidating.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, except for those slaves over there. They're just arrows. And the Indians, we're going to kill all of them.
Oh, no. We're going to get some more calls now.
Let's go.
We're not going to go down the history road today.
Why not?
We're going to get
calls
now.
Because you always put it on me. You always say everything about Robert is about race.
Oh, my.
Hello.
Hello. Not today. Not on a Getaway Friday. Okay, not on a Spider-Man
I'm sorry.
Weekend.
Working for the
That's
weekend.
That's it. Get out of here.
Oh, man, I can't take my phone call.
No, you've been on the show for a freaking hour. Get out of here.
He made some very incendiary comments just then. He might get a few calls based
but
on
it's
that.
But it's the truth. It's not true. Okay?
Next
okay.
time.
Dude
Next
just
time.
Got fired for calling somebody a nappy-headed hoe. I didn't say that. Yeah. I wasn't even in the country.
You're really doing the lean-in. Is
okay,
this a new
but I'm
move?
Just saying.
This is a new,
you
like
you want to say it's all
I find
about
you
Robert.
Very menacing.
Robert always brings up race
Robert
in this country.
Robert is always
a man
talking
just
about
lost
race.
A $40 million job for calling black people who he never met. That's what made it so bad. Them women didn't do nothing to him. He had no right. He can say whatever he wants, but it was mean and it was racist, okay? Because them women had no idea who Imus is.
But
okay?
You don't think
and
he
should
have been fired.
Oh,
Robert,
I do not
have the energy to rehash the whole Imus thing with you.
Well, I'm sorry, Don. I want to talk about Tyler. You brought up the racial issue when you brought the damn letter.
Everything with you is race.
No, it's not.
Because the letter was supposed to be a funny complaint. Instead,
it's
you
not
turned
a funny
into,
complaint. I wrote a response because I thought it was racist. I didn't write it because I thought it was hilarious.
Look at those phones.
I didn't think it was hilarious. Let's get the banjos
That's why
out.
We have a Saturday show, Mike. We'll take these calls on our Saturday show.
Yeah.
I feel like I have just
well
had
the reasons I saw.
Five goddamn Slurpees at once.
Come on, Don.
You got the, right, the, you got
I
the ice cream headache.
I only come in once every 6 months. I what? Came in to talk happy talk. I can't talk about sex.
Hey, that's kind of an Asian thing, too. Happy talk, keep talk. Happy
You'll okay. be fired tomorrow.
Talk about things you like. That's from Flower Drum Song.
I don't never saw it.
Wonderful, wonderful musical.
All right, you movie. Get out of here.
Good night.
Your time
good
is
night
up.
And God bless.
Nice goodbye. Round of applause goodbye. For Robert.
Hey, can I give a quick shout out, please, to Sam May, who is a white guy who trained me in the post office 18 years ago, retired yesterday. God bless you, my friend. I'm glad you got out of the hell that is United States Postal Service.
Amen.
And to the rest of my friends out there, Rick and other guys, Jeff. I love you, and it's not about race with Robert. You know I hate
it's
everything.
It's always about race.
Thank you, Robert.
That's why I love you, Robert. That's why I love
we love you.
Goodbye. I
Absolutely.
Love you.
With my coat. It's hanging up. Okay. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Robert.
R. Kelly Adams.
Oh, he's not going to like that, Buzz.
And Robert?
You are never to blame. You are never
Whoa.
To blame.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, man.
Why does it always end up being Jerry Springer?
It's because he's a spark plug that way. He's a lightning rod. That's what I wanted to say. He's a lightning rod.
I may have underestimated you. You're not a tall ass.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Delightful.
Ooh, I enjoyed okay. that.
I think everybody did.
Okay, well, let's break.
let's take a break,
Freshen
and
up.
We're going to dive into a cold tub filled with ice.
Amen, brother. At this point, Hasselhoff looks good.
I'm going to stop.
Comment?
No.
Yes?
This is a mess.
I believe David Hasselhoff.
Let's see your penis.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.